rappers. You're coming to this almost as a gift. Matter of fact, you are a gift.
Yes.
See, this is what the fuck is this shit?
I don't know what's going on, dude. We have limited time, pal. This is happening.
It's the second time we've had limited time.
How are you, pal? This is your old Droog.
Dude. Oh, come on, man.
Welcome to another episode.
Just for the record, I've been in fucking an hour and 40 minutes of traffic.
How, dude? So I know, dude. It's crazy.
No, because this is the worst fucking time to try and be here at the studio.
I know, buddy. I know.
And I'm coming far, man.
I know you are.
And then you open up the show to that. What
dude,
song is that?
That is your old Droog. Great album called Pax.
Here, give me that, please. I'm in charge of music, always have been.
All right, well, that's not true, but
no, it is.
We're getting a little buzz coming through on that thing, so let's just be. It's from that. Yeah, exactly.
That thing.
So, yeah, so just be careful with that. There we go, buddy. Great to be back.
Buddy,
with Bobby Lee. The last episode, awesome.
That was a fuck. It wasn't awesome. It was in and out. He was rushing like we're gonna rush today.
It packed a punch. It was a good little thing that you guys did there. So I'm glad that you got one in. I was in Hawaii with a great Nick Swartzen and some friends, and it was amazing, dude.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in Hawaii?
I was actually Halloween last year.
Which, I thought Halloween.
Halloween 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it's so beautiful there.
It is.
You never want to come home. But Hawaii was awesome. I was on Oahu. The fish tacos.
Those are great, yeah. Right?
Buddy,
I ate those, buddy.
Yeah.
You've
been shooting.
Yeah, I've been shooting, man. I've been doing. I just didn't like what we came into. I thought that song was awful.
Oh, you don't know what good rap music is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, I don't think you do. Let's hear another song that you've played a million times in this podcast.
All right, I'll pick something.
All right, you do that. So, dude, what else? In the interest of time, what else has been going on?
No, everything's been great, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here we go. We'll come into this.
Okay.
Do that there. Yeah, dog. How you do that there? New Orleans, Baton Rouge. How you do that there?
Oh, Jesus.
How you do that there? Oh, yeah, that bass is sick.
Yeah.
How you do that there? Alabama, how you do that there? Florida, how you do that there? Who that? When you gonna do that? You like this, don't you?
Oh, dude, this is music I do not like.
You don't like Dirty South, though?
I don't like Dirty South. This reminds me of the stuff that's out today. The little shitty.
Saying what?
Little shitty in the back in the backroom boys.
Yeah, dog. I'm on a Dirty South kick. I've been in Atlanta on and off for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Even though this is New Orleans.
Oh, dude, I was listen. We were talking about bad rap before, and Waka. I don't know if you heard this guy Waka.
Waka
I'm
Flocka?
I'm assuming this is Waka Flocka. He's, I guess, trap is what it is. And I played this clip, dude, and it literally sounds like it's a guy just sort of mumbling through what he did today. It was really what it was. It wasn't necessarily rhyming.
Do we need to plug it in?
Let me see if I can play you a clip of. Now, keep in mind, this is someone who's hot. This is he's hot in the streets.
Okay.
They let me see. Maybe if I could just play it through my mic.
See if you can play it through your mic.
I mean, he sounds like he might need, like, he's mentally retarded.
Do you like this song?
What do you got?
See, I'm going to tell you my theories on this.
Do you like this song?
I love this shit, man.
Let's talk about the songs that we don't think are good.
Hold on, dog. I've been getting compliments on my music, man.
All right, buddy.
This is the best part right here.
I think you got high off your own supply here on this one, dude.
Come on, dog. See Murder. Oh, this is Mystical. You remember him?
Yeah, oh, Mystical. Yeah.
Remember this?
Yeah, of course. This was what they used to call a banger back in the day. But buddy, there's a lot of people that are doing rap music these days that are terrible. Such as this Waka guy.
But listen,
named Yachty, of the Yachty's, a little Yachty, a big Yachty. I'm not with any of it. I think it's terrible.
Listen to me though. Yeah. Not everybody can, buddy. They can't spit ciphers.
I'm not saying that they have to spit ciphers. No, you should at least try to make an attempt at rapping.
Listen. It's also you're getting old.
Yeah.
Because look, I mean, at least Mystical and there were sounds that, you know, like even the Miami sound and a lot of bass sounds.
Right. And I always appreciate the different textures and tastes of all these different sounds. I just am saying, the more that I'm hearing the newer stuff, it's less of a I don't know, man. It's just not it's not all there.
Well, look,
even back in the day, we knew there were certain songs that were bad rap songs. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't like all the rap songs back then. I'm not saying that every rap was good back in the 80s and 90s and 2000s.
I mean, look, all right, like this song right here. You don't know this guy because this is a guy from Atlanta, old school.
Everything I say, you know, is but I'm extra shot D and I gotta be tough.
So he was from Atlanta. You like this?
Yeah.
You really?
Yes.
Now wait till he raps.
I feel like I've heard this song. I've heard this song.
You might have. I doubt it though. Yo, you know I came to the state to give you a lesson, to let you know that I am better. Number 35, number Eminem and Shy D. I'm capable of taking out any MC. I'm second not second with the word that I say. All you soft MC, need to step on my way. Don't try me or deny me, cause I'm number one. And he also did this song. Shake it. Come on, shake it. So you know, people tend to romanticize everything. Okay.
Yeah.
People tend to romanticize it.
Yeah.
Now, that's dope. To me, that's great. It has bass, but, a lot of that down south stuff, and I know this because when I did the radio show in New York, when I was up in New York, mm-hmm. we had the hip-hop show, all the dudes that came in the studio. So this is like 95. Like, we had fucking Mobb Deep come in.
Yeah.
Mad Lion.
Legend.
Yeah, years ago. My buddy, shout out to Mad Money Marv, but my roommate used to work at Power 96, and then he would have a show where he would play samples, and, you know, he would play the sample and then what the real song was.
Right, right.
And, you know, it was college radio, but we still got a shit ton of people in there because it was a dope show.
Yeah.
And they shit on everything other than New York.
Yeah.
I remember there was a Crucial Conflict song. Remember that song, Rolling On, and remember that one?
Yeah.
And that song, Scarred, by Luke?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just fun music to dance to and everything.
Yeah.
I think trap music is that.
Oh, man.
It's the millennial that.
Oh, dude.
No?
Why don't we pull
and
up?
And I don't want to.
Pull up one of these. I mean, I pull up a whatever comes up for Waka Flocka.
Okay.
Let's just try that for a second. Because that's the guy who I think the clip that I was trying to play.
Waka Flocka Flame.
Is it W-A-A-K-A? Or is it two K's in there?
I think listen to this track, bitch.
All right. I've heard this in a club. I can actually.
Yeah,
I can get down with this. This is more of a club banger.
But I'm saying, not all of our shit was dope.
Right, right. That's true.
This song. Hey!
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been to many a Beecher's Madhouse.
This song right here is dope, too. Plays. Shit hits, man. I like this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
I think you're thinking of that mumble rap shit.
Yeah, what is that stuff?
Like something Yachty. I'll put in a Yachty.
I go hard in the motherfucking paint, nigga. Leave you stankin', nigga. What the fuck you thinkin', nigga? I won't die for this shit or what the fuck I said.
I don't know. This is kind of dope.
Yeah. Put on Little Yachty. L-I-L Yachty.
I got him. This is right here. I think this is what you're talking about. But not for nothing. This kid's got...
Thing on me, then, man. It just sounds like a deaf Italian.
Is this him for real?
I know you want this for life, taking pictures with all my eyes, but I can't have no wife. I just want you for the night. I know you want
this. Is him getting soft? Yeah.
It sounds like he's, I don't know.
It sounds like he's got like a couple dicks in his mouth while he's still trying to record a record.
You know what song I hated? Like, there was some whack ass songs back then too, man. I used to remember Tim Dog.
Yes, wasn't a huge
fuck Compton. Remember?
Yeah, I wasn't a huge Tim Dog fan.
I don't know, man. It was like one song that I liked.
What? So yeah. Let's talk about some of the songs that didn't hit. You mentioned this song before off air, which I was not a fan of as a rap fan. I just didn't like it.
I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
What we'll say, but there's songs that I didn't like. So let's do top 10 rap songs.
Top 10 worst rap songs.
Ever.
But yeah. And this is, again, now this is what I want to do. This is a list that you and I are going to come up with, our personal ones that didn't jive with us. What I want to say is this. There are definitely 10 worst rap songs in existence than the ones that we're going to list.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? They're not necessarily that they're the worst as far as for me, it drove me nuts.
Yeah.
And this band, I mean, I love like, a couple of their songs, mm-hmm. but this song right here, man, God, I fucking hated this.
See, I was not a fan of this song. I liked Naughty by Nature had a couple of great songs that I used to love, but this was not one of them.
This song drove me nuts.
I was like, this is like, we're gonna see some white people rapping.
Actually, should we not just keep it to rap and just do like the top 10 songs that annoy the fuck out of you? Have we done this already?
I mean. I have a feeling we could list 10 rap songs that we didn't like, but you know, I have a couple I can think of.
All right, well, let's put OPP on the list.
Yeah,
OPP's God, I hated that. Even when it came out, I'm like, this is, I don't know, just something about it. It sounds like you're going to hear it at a wedding,
right? Which you did.
Yeah,
at a cool wedding. It's like, no, this is.
It means other people's pride, like pussy, other people's fucking penis. Like, it's about cheating,
right?
But that's just the one song. I mean, don't get me wrong. I used to love this.
I like, you can soak a fit. What was that song?
That song was dope.
Dude.
That's Uptown Anthem.
Uptown Anthem was dope.
Yeah, I used to like that song.
That song is dope. That, I mean, you know, like I said, Naughty by Nature, you know, 8 out of 10 times, you know, home runs. But
yeah, this song right here.
This shit.
This was good, man. But I just couldn't get behind OPP. All right, go ahead.
Play this. Play this for a second.
Put up a song that you didn't like.
Oh, here we go. Oh. Hip-hop, old school at noon.
Hey, you can smoke a cliff with a clip, but there's still no mountain high enough, wide enough to touch. Wait, hold on. I got to find out.
Nappy. That's happy to be nappy.
Hey, are we allowed to, I gotta check something real quick. Are we allowed to do this and play these songs?
Yeah, as long as we're talking about them, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it a gray area?
No, you're fine.
All right.
We can do it.
Sooner or later. And on another Ringling Brothers shit. All right, pick a song you hate.
I got to get one.
I'll tell you one.
As far as one of the worst rap songs,
I got one too. Go ahead.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
Oh, come on, man! Stop trying to be a. Stop trying to be obscure. No, I mean, come on,
buddy. That was embarrassing for everybody.
No, it was, but it was supposed to be. It was a novelty thing. Okay. I mean, I hated the Bears. That, okay, you know, whatever. So but that
gonna,
doesn't count.
So you're also not going to count the rap from Fruity Pebbles commercials?
No, none of that. Because you know the number one rap then is top that. I'm hot. You're not. Put that on. Put that on. If you want to put the Super Bowl shuffle on,
no, I'll put. I'm gonna
put top that on. Yeah, and we'll put the. These are the only two we're gonna allow then.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Top that is number one.
Top that is definitely number one.
All right, and then we have and then we can do the Super Bowl shuffle.
That's great, dude. See, it's that sort of compromise that is missing in Washington, buddy.
It is.
Okay, so yeah, so I'm going to put OPP at three for now.
I used to hate this song. It's corny, man. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs. Rock on what you may have said. I rock rough and stuff with my Afro
puffs. Yeah, this is a terrible song. Who sang that song?
Lady of Rage, Afro Puffs.
Oh, yeah, Afro Puffs was terrible.
Yeah, I was in a song.
I'm going to put that near
the end. Listen, I don't want to disrespect it or any of this stuff.
That was...
Well, I'm saying these are what people put out.
It was a bad song.
It's just songs that I couldn't get behind.
Okay.
Like I rock rough and stuff with my Afro puffs.
Yeah.
And then you had that in that 90s, you had that everybody was talking the same, just like they're doing now, right? And then everything had to mention, you know, the streets and even if they weren't from there.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Anyways, that's the story. I'm sticking to it.
I was going to say one of mine that I never liked, but was, I guess, popular. Let's see if I can find it here. Just the name of it. Maybe you can pull it up and you can tell me. Boom Boom Pow, Black Eyed Peas.
But does that even count?
Yeah, it's the fucking
Dude,
Black Eyed Peas.
I'm like... Things that they're trying to pass off as that was liberal hip hop, and now you're bringing in fucking Black Eyed Peas. Why don't you just throw in fucking Diggable Planets while you're at it?
Right. well,
I get it though. If we can throw it on, man. It's yours. You know what you did.
Why don't you pull up Prom Queen by Lil Wayne?
I don't know that one.
Just pull it up real fast.
All right, you hate that song?
Yeah, that's one song that I'd heard, and I was like, I can't believe this.
It's called Prom Queen?
Yeah, Prom Queen. Prom Queen. Lil Wayne. See if that. I'm sure most streaming services banned it from their site.
This song?
I think this is it. Actually starts out pretty good right here. Yeah, this is it. Is this Lil Wayne?
Yeah. Alright. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Alright, you know what's...
It's like you gotta pick a genre, Lil Wayne. You can't pretend you're fucking...
Alright, put it down.
Like, you can't pretend you're fucking Crazy Town for a song. Like,
here's a song I couldn't stand.
Go on.
Oh, I used to hate this fucking song.
Yeah. Ugh. Tweet 2.
Ugh.
He's counting with scratching. Thugga 3.
This was so bad.
Here comes 4. 4. Day when I was chilling in Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, God, this song is... It's even worse when you sing it.
Eating food that's finger-licking.
This song is terrible. And I didn't like, it's tricky to rock a rhyme. I hated that song too, man.
I'm going to put UBLN on this list. Kind of side to side. I was just a big fan of Run DMC.
I remember that. Yeah, well, so am I. We're not talking about the group. I mean, but that It's Tricky and that song.
UB Illin was kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, it was like, I remember I had two teachers in my school do, you know, you had the talent show.
Yeah.
And they were doing it and, you know, and they were doing it to that. And that's it was just bad, man. Just really bad.
What about,
I got
this,
one for
this,
you.
This might not count.
I used to hate this song.
I don't like Sexy and I Know It by LMFAO.
Oh, God. But is that, is again, now we're, if we're doing that.
They weren't really rapping, though, were they?
No, but absolutely.
Such a terrible song.
There's three songs. There's about five songs I hear that I literally want to cry.
Yeah, I was like, I can't believe anyone's making money. How did they make money off this?
The Top That song?
Oh, yeah. Top That's on the list, just for out of principle.
Yeah, that's on there. I can't stand that song. And this song right here, man, I fucking hated this song. I got to pull it up. Couldn't stand it.
It was always bad, like, when your favorite rapper or group, there's like that one or two songs on the CD or on the tape back then that you were like, oh, I just wish they didn't do this one.
This song right here,
fast forward.
I fucking hated this song. Every time I heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Rico.
Jimmy Iovine right here.
Really?
Yeah, this is his first big sign. This is the first artist signed to Interscope Records. Rico Suave. Or Gerardo.
Suave.
Oh, yeah. Tico la guitarra, pico la guitarra. Donde está la baña?
I can't.
Oh, dude.
I can't do it.
Oh, it's bad. It's bad. But yeah, dude, that guy was the first one signed.
All right, so that you got to throw Rico Suave on there.
Yeah.
I will say that when Ice Baby came out, I did like it.
What'd you think?
I'm not going to lie.
What did you think? Informer?
I don't mind. I like that song. I like it. Boom, boom, okay. Down. Okay. Russell Peters told me he knows that dude because they're from the same area.
Yeah.
Snow is dope, man. Apparently he's got, you know, better albums than that.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. He had like a legit sound.
This song, I don't know if we talked about this. This fucking song, man. Oh, God, I fucking hated this. This song right here.
But this wouldn't really count, would it?
Huh? No.
Now we're just talking about bad wedding songs.
When she kicks in, my name is Macanina. Ding, ding. Yeah. Oh, fuck, I want to kill everybody.
What about
that's your bitch ass dad?
Oh, dude, you know
that's your bitch ass dad's favorite song is the Macarena.
I heard a song
and that other song to the left.
Yeah,
to the right. Now shake. But they dance at weddings.
Who's the white rapper who's Australian? She's a chick.
Iggy Azalea.
Dude, there was a repeat of SNL the other night, and she was the guest. Like, Jim Carrey was, you know, the host, and she was the
ladies
guest.
And gentlemen, Iggy Azalea!
Oh, my God, dude. It was so embarrassing just watching it live, and it was like a song that we heard on the radio, but when you saw her do it live, it was such bad rapping. It was so embarrassing. It was almost like I had a Top That fucking chilled.
Well, yeah, it makes you feel that way.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
It really does. It gets you angry.
I would put a special place of her and Nicki Minaj. You know, they have several terrible rap songs. But again, these were not songs that we listened to.
Mm-hmm.
Fancy, Iggy Azalea.
How's that go?
Just
I'm so fancy.
Yeah, that dude. One. But then when you listen to her rap, though, it's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. Listen to her just fucking rap.
First things first, I'm the realest. Realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. Let them feel it.
Philly, I'm the realest. I'm talking like I'm from New York, even though I'm from Australia.
Exactly.
But I'm the realest.
But dude, if you saw her do it live, it's she had the benefit of a studio and reverb on what we're hearing. It was so embarrassing. You know what song rap? What rap song I didn't like, Brett? Was
didn't she win like Rapper of the Year or something?
Yeah, it's like, you know what song I didn't like was PIMP, 50 Cent.
That's a good call.
And another thought about me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna.
You know that early 2000s produced a bunch of those that I used to not like.
No, I didn't like that, and that was like a big hit. But I never understood why that was a good rap song.
You could
song.
Put that one.
Can
down.
I put a PIMP?
Yeah,
Jones on the list. Got it. PIMP's on this list.
Dude, DMX, by the way, has the dopest verse. Remember this song? Hold on. I don't put this on the list, but this song
DMX
right
here. DMX is nowhere on this list. He shouldn't be.
No, man. This one right here.
Touch it, bring it, babe. Watch it,
turn
it, leave it,
stop
falling out.
Touch it, bring it, babe.
Come get them, man! When DMX is on this?
Yeah.
See, now you know who the guard be.
This song's dope.
Yeah.
You
know who the squad be. Flip mode, shit, look, she ain't nothing. Fucking
love here he goes when he goes, turn it up! With the queens of the game. When you see me in the spot, you think it's better for speaking, y'all already know when my DMX's verse on this is so ill, man. When he's like, come get him, man!
Maybe you can guess who it is. Uh-huh. Mary J. Blige, I'm about to handle
my biz.
I'm on my grown woman, so I rep for the kids in every hood.
There you go.
My people doing
turn it up!
Now you know who's really the queen, deliver the mail. 730,000 first week of my sales. The haters plot and they watch looking all pale. While I'm on a yacht overseas doing my nails.
Now he's sitting there looking stuck. He thinking cause he spent a little dough, I'm gon' if money ain't a thing, I'm saying let him shit. No, type to empty your account. How far you willing?
Turn it up!
No, he hopping on a jet. He ain't wasting no time.
Yeah, I use that song. I use that song, no joke, when I sometimes I teach these hosting classes. And I
Wait. Stop.
What?
Rewind that.
What?
So you're teaching hosting classes?
Yeah, I teach hosting, like live hosting.
So, oh, like.
Like how to host a live event. You know? It's a thing. It's where we, a lot of us make our money.
I know. I'm not.
You're wait, like hold on laughing
second.
At me.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I'm not laughing.
What, dude?
I'm not laughing at that. I know. I'm not making fun of that.
Just me.
No,
me teaching. Yo, buddies. Check it out.
Just the types of people that come in, like your students. Are they all? Do they all have like Ed Hardy shirts?
No. I'm not teaching them how to host
like a bunch
fucking
of like
nightclub
fucking
events.
Like Josh Nassers and,
yeah.
And hey buddy, all this personality.
Exactly.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hey buddy. Hey. Yeah. Like where are we in Canada?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I'm serious. How are they?
Yeah,
like
they're people that like are no, the normal student is a student who has experienced hosting on television.
Okay.
But they don't know how to necessarily translate reading off a teleprompter and being a personality.
All right, so let's just say, and by the way, again, yeah. Not shitting on this. I know it's a good business.
Yeah.
It's a great business.
Yeah.
It's more, and it's not even you.
Yeah.
Because you're lightning in a bottle.
Right.
Yeah. You agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
You can't teach that.
Right.
Whatever that is.
Right, I can't. You can't teach this.
For everything from the hair to the teeth to the personality to the ability to know everyone.
Right.
The way you handle yourself, navigate yourself around people.
Yeah.
You can't teach that.
No, I know that.
And when Petey Boy Jones is on stage.
Yeah, it's a whole different
thing. It's a fucking experience.
Yeah.
You're the only guy I know that has carved out a career hosting fucking live contests.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because
sure. That's where you dominate.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to like, what type of a student do you get?
Like I said, they're people that want to learn how to, you know, live host better.
Because Josh Nassar's lightning in a bottle, too.
Right.
You know, because Josh does a lot of hosting and he teaches classes as well.
What I usually do, we teach with the same people.
All right, but like, I've hosted three shows on TV.
Right.
Okay? And now I come to you and I want to do live hosting.
Right.
How do we go about that?
I'm going to try to teach you how to, in a live setting, this is not one camera that you're looking to.
Right.
You're looking at maybe if there's 1,000 people, you got 1,000 cameras. So it's about connecting with this massive
the whole
group of people from, you know, exactly.
So wait, so you do public speaking techniques where you got to look to the left, to the right, to the center, never directly at somebody,
stuff
over,
like that.
Eventually make
stage
eye contact.
Crossing, making yourself look like you're using the stage without just kind of pacing around it. You know, you're walking with purpose. I try to instill creating a stage presence for yourself.
All right, so I'm coming,
and that involves like respecting the stage, knowing your space,
right,
and connecting with the audience as much as possible.
So I'm like, hey, buddy, hi, I'm is this is Speedy G's live hosting class, buddy?
That's exactly.
I don't know why I sound like I'm from Canada, yo, I'm a big fan. I saw you at Town Nightclub, and you know, and the way you just handled that, I want to know how to do that.
All right, so now let me just tell you,
and I'm all hyper.
Yeah, this is a great character.
You like this guy?
You should be working with. Right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach you how to represent yourself. Right.
Yeah.
As far as like how you present yourself on stage and then how to connect with the audience. Now, you were just playing that Busta Rhymes song.
Yeah.
Right. The Get High, Get Low. I use that in class because there's one time I tell a story. There's one time that I saw Busta Rhymes at Tao in Las Vegas, and he did like three songs. OK. And he was using a stage, Brett, the size of like this table. It was more of a ledge in the nightclub than a stage. Like, no one should have been up there performing. And he wanted to do a couple songs. So he had zero stage space to work with. And what I teach, why I use this as an example, it's the idea of understanding your space and using it to the best that you can. So he knew he didn't have like a lot of lateral.
So he did a lot of jumping up and down.
No. It was like when the song got low, he would go low to the crowd like this. Da, da, da. And then when it got hype, all he did was like stand up. Now he's standing up and like hype. Now he's low. Now, he didn't move left to right or anything like that. But in my memory of that show, it was like he had the fucking biggest stage in the world because he was using it.
Right.
The best that he could. You know what I mean? So I always use that song as an example. The idea that you can, you know, you, it's about maximize. If you have a small space,
you gotta learn how to maximize it.
If you have a big space, you have to learn how to make it small. I love that. Small.
Well, that's the same thing, you know, in comedy as well. You got to deal with what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Explore the space.
I just want to know the type of person that comes in. Because it's a special type of person that's like, look, I want to host. I want to be in a live nightclub.
9 times out of 10, they're like Ryan Seacrest wannabes. They're people that are not meant to be hosting live events.
Okay,
not like,
and he's not speaking to anybody specifically.
Right.
Because what I was going to say is like you're the type of dude where if say we're all at a party,
right,
and they're like, God, this party's dead. We need somebody to hype this up.
Yep.
Everybody in that group would be like, yo, let's get Pete. Pete could do this.
Right.
You know what I mean? Exactly. This is even before you ever did it.
Yeah, that's how I made a living for a long time.
But I'm saying before that, they would be like, dude, Pete would be perfect at this.
Yep, exactly.
Hey, Pete, come here. You're like, what, buddy, what?
Yeah.
And then they're like, yo, you got to get on the mic. Oh, you want me to spit a cipher? And be like, no, we want you to go up there and get this crowd hype.
Yep.
All right, cool, man. Yeah, give me this song and this song. And the minute you go up there, you just start fucking bullshit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't teach that.
No.
You would be the first person on everybody's mind.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Yeah. That's how I roll, bro.
Now, do you think that there are people that go to nightclubs and watch you do this and like, dude, fucking, have you seen PDG's work?
I've had people come up to me and tell me that.
Dude, have you been at the fucking pool party?
I'd be like, bro, listen, Calagogo last year, you were fucking unbelievable.
Dude, I watched you from the crowd, man. I learned a lot, man. Yeah, you should come check out my...
You can commentate pole dancing and make as many jokes about the girl's butt as you did was phenomenal. You had the whole crowd in your palm of your hand.
Dude, you because I've done live hosting. I hosted Delilah's, the stripper club. They do this big thing.
Yeah.
And just to stand up there, and now I'm just being me.
Yeah.
But I'm not like fucking... I don't get people. I'm not smiling.
Right.
The only thing I got that I did that I'm pretty proud of is this chick. If you don't know what it is, Delilah's in Philly does this contest every year where the strippers dress up and they compete against each other.
Yeah.
But it's like costumes. I mean, these girls put in work.
There's like B-story
lines. It's a fucking event.
Yeah.
And one chick went up the pole and was just doing her fucking thing, and she fell. And she fell hard. And I ran over to help her, and she jumped back up and got up on the pole.
Yeah.
And I just started Rudy.
Yeah.
Doing the Rudy chant.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people were clapping, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Now I get this.
Yeah.
That's the only time I can honestly say where I felt like I accomplished something. And I had everybody going, Rudy! And she just was a fucking warrior, man.
Oh, dude.
Got a standing O.
Did you?
No, she did.
She did.
Fuck me. It ain't about me.
Oh, man.
But anyways, I'm glad that that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, how can people take the PDG? Is it a private thing that you do?
Yeah, no, you go to eventhostlive.com and you can find out more about it.
I'm going to tell you guys, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. Yeah. We stumbled into this.
Yeah.
And you know I have no guilt about laughing.
Yeah.
Because I know what I'm laughing at.
Of course.
I'm laughing at, like you said, the Ryan. I could just picture these people with smiles and fake tans.
That's what it is. And they're 9 out of 10 of them 9.5 out of 10 of them will never host live events, possibly. You
right.
know what I mean? You need to have – and if you're lucky, it's like, you know, and I host a, you know, a lot
but
of –
But for your business, you could spot the ones that can't.
Oh, yeah.
So if you think you can do this this
– Yeah, go to eventhostlive.com.
Yeah, yeah, and, you can do it.
Yeah, request your –
It's board. The same thing with stand-up. I would never deter people from doing it.
Yeah.
But you can – when you're in line and you're doing the open mics
– Yeah.
You could see who has what it takes to be a stand.
Yeah, and who doesn't.
Like, you could watch a guy on stage starting out bomb.
Yeah.
And listen to him and go, that guy's going to be good.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Buddy, we need one more song on this list. I got to bounce.
Oh, yeah, you do.
I got to go to Houston. I'm going to Houston. I'm going to be watching the seventh game of the World Series in Houston. Like a punk.
Oh, really? All right. Well, you know what? All right. Let's just you pick another song, man. I don't even know.
Oh, come on. You have one last song to go. Well, I'll tell you what, man.
I'm going to put a dope song on.
I'm going to put my Prom King one on.
I thought it was on already.
No, I'm going to put it on, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
So listen, I want to run down these. So I'm going to put Prom Queen. Ugh, it's like, dude, Lil Wayne, you got to stick to one genre, buddy. Hey, listen, before we go, I do want to do a couple of Pete's tweets. Sponsored by JR's Ocean Bar and Grill.
By the way, apologies to JR's Bar and Grill.
Yeah, you missed it.
You know, Pete. When Pete's not here,
you're big on the Patreon. Oh, by the way, go to patreon.com/YOTL. I put up some new stuff, and we have some new stuff for all of our patrons. You can check it out. You can see some behind the scenes scenery. Make sure you go to allcomedytshirts.com for the You're on the List podcast T-shirts. Ryan Jacobs, he shared a wonderful Guido moment. And it's the fucking the back of some guy's tattoo, his whole back tattoo.
I got a great Greedo. Oh, dude, did I ever tell you the story when we were at
Fredo getting kissed? And it's fucking. I'm looking at it. Right
it's
now.
Tremendous.
It's so funny. Tam Master J, he said, I grew up in upstate New York, always Mischief Night. What the fuck is Goosey Night? Sounds like a bitch-ass dad term.
No, Goosey was a real term.
No, for sure.
We called it Cabbage Night, right?
Adrian Bremen, he wanted to say, top 10 things I never thought he would hear mentioned on the podcast or on the internet is the rag shop on Route 37 when I was describing those guys working on their cars in Tom's River. That's funny. Peter Davoli, he gins out on his birthday. We shout out happy birthday to Peter Davoli. He's got a fucking Italia shirt. He coiffed up his hair like a gentleman.
He's a fucking real man.
Ryan Jacobs, he says, I love the chaos that is YLTL podcast when Party Pete Giovanni is out and it's all Brett Ernst. 90% less screaming this time. Ha ha. And again, I want to shout out Bobby Lee, man. What a great.
Yeah, he wanted to come back, but it was too. And then I had to go up. I hit the trifecta that night. I did the main room and then dropped it in the OG. And then we went up and did the smelly.
You're the man.
The belly room.
All right. So listen, I'm going to do a top 10.
Wait. I know you got to get going.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead. I'll do it afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. So top 10 worst rap songs. At number 10, Prom Queen. Number 9, number 8, P.I.M.P. 50 Cent. Number 7, Rico Suave. Number 5, UB Illin. Number 4, Afro Puffs. This is a great list. Number 3, OPP. Number 2, Super Bowl Shuffle. And number 1, you know what it is. It's Top That. Top That. A song that was introduced to me on this podcast that I forever regret being exposed to.
If you're in Vegas this week, I'm at the Tropicana November 6th through the 12th.
Nice, buddy.
So if you guys are in Vegas, come check
nice,
me out.
Buddy.
If you're a Yodel listener, tweet and hit me up. I'll take care of some tickets.
Hell yeah, dude. That's how you roll.
If there's any we gotta post a picture of your cock.
That's debatable. It's not gonna. I have a good lobbying effort against it. Whitney's not with it. You know, a lot of people don't want it happening, and I think Abdullah had said that he would pay more to not have it posted. So,
well, I'm gonna post it anyway.
I don't think you should. I don't think you should.
I don't know how, but we're getting it
No, it's not gonna happen.
Oh fuck yeah!
And to any of our Philly fans, I'm gonna be at the Philadelphia Punchline the 16th, 17th, and 18th with Kurt Metzger. So if you want to come to any of
the
shows,
was that because you couldn't do mine?
No, dude. Molly hits me up now, dude.
Good. You know? Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
You know how it works. So yeah,
shout out to Ionelli's. Shout out to Revolution Graphics.
Yes.
Frigiano was telling me he missed and we glanced over this, but our prayers thoughts go out to New York for that. The fucking guy in the van in the truck. Started at where Revolution Graphics was, and Frigiano said that he missed him by like 15 seconds.
Oh, good.
Because he crossed the street.
Good.
All right, so anyways.
Keeping the Lower West Side clean there, Frigiano. We love you, buddy.
Revolution Graphics. All right, Pete's got to go.
JR's Bar and Grill.
Hold on, man.
Yeah.
Pete's got to go. Again, Las Vegas. I'll be there next week, 6th through the 12th at the Tropicana. We got to figure out how we're going to do it because I'm taping in Atlanta again. Make sure you call your moms. All that good stuff. We're going to end on a good song right here because we've been listening to some rough shit.
Hey, Ren. Hey, check this out, Lo.
Make sure you call your moms.
Niggas talking a whole lot of unnecessary bullshit, man. What if one of trick ass niggas come at you the wrong way, Lo? I'll beat a nigga's ass on the trenches for the hell of it.
Then a motherfucking piece of pussy, there's no telling it. I don't give a damn, I beat him like he stole something. And let the motherfucker know where Ren is coming from.
Niggas is thinking that they're the shit, that's who I'm tagging. Never asking questions, I just go right in and do it. And if you're thinking that you can fuck with